This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Reggie Miller will stop by. He's on the call. Game 4, Celtics and the Heat coming up tonight. Lakers and the Nuggets. They only made it to 4 games. And the Nuggets moved to the NBA Finals for the first time ever. The Joker, as advertised, was wonderful. 30-14-13. 40 for LeBron James, most of the damage in the first half. And I didn't feel good about the Lakers' chances, even though LeBron was going off in the first half. They're up 15 at halftime. And I thought, LeBron can't, you can't continue this pace. You just can't. Even like regular LeBron would have a hard time continuing that pace. Now, at his age, it was impossible. And I thought in the fourth quarter, he was spent. He tried. You know, they didn't quit. They were very competitive in this series. And yes, it'll be in the record books as a sweep, but this was a very, very competitive conference finals, believe it or not, at least for these four games. And the second half of the season. So there's progress there. There's hope there. And I would say there's optimism there. But then LeBron changed all of that when he went to the press conference and had this to say.
I don't like to say it's a successful year because I don't play for anything besides winning championships at this point in my career. And I don't get a kick out of making a conference appearance. I've done it a lot. And it's not fun to me to not be able to be a part of, get to the finals, but we'll see. We'll see what happens going forward. But I don't know. I got a lot to think about, to be honest. And just for me personally, going forward with the game of basketball, got a lot to think about.
Yeah, and he thought a little bit more about it as he was leaving the arena. Dave McMenamin of the Mothership was talking to him off camera. But his comments were on the record, and Dave McMenamin asked him, you know, what's the message here? What's the thread we should be pulling from what you just said? And LeBron says, if I want to continue to play, and then Dave McMenamin says, as in next year, LeBron says, yeah. Dave follows up, you would walk away? And LeBron says, I got to think about it. All right, it's in the moment, and you didn't make it to the NBA Finals. You got swept. You're exhausted. I don't know what the message is, because it feels like there's a couple of layers here, it feels like, with LeBron. That you did it, you could have held off on that, and now it sort of hangs there. And does he want Kyrie to come to Los Angeles? Well, Kyrie was there at the game last night, but does he want Kyrie as a leverage play? Hey, if I'm going to come back, I want this. And I think all along he's talked about wanting to play with his son, who's going to USC for 1 year, and then we'll go to the NBA after that, or at least try to. But I just wonder what is attached to those comments. We'll talk to Reggie Miller about that coming up. By the way, LeBron going for 40, 10 rebounds, 9 assists, and at age 38, the oldest player to score 40 points in a playoff game. The previous record, I forgot about. This was Game 6, 2021 Western Conference Finals. Chris Paul scored 41.
Seriously?
At age 36.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that
what?
Stat of the day.
Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Sunday, May 28th, the greatest spectacle in racing returns. 33 of the world's fastest drivers go head-to-head for a chance to kiss the bricks and taste some milk and claim their place in racing history live from the Indy Motor Speedway, the Indy 500, Sunday, May 28th on NBC and Peacock. Final hour poll question will be what, Seton O'Connor?
And we just put up there, LeBron's postgame statements were from exhaustion, negotiating, or to control the narrative. Right now, 61% of the audience say...
controlling the narrative.
Yes, exactly right. Only 13% have negotiating, though.
Well, that's controlling the narrative of, hey, you're still talking about me.
Well, you're not talking about the Nuggets, and you're not talking about me getting swept.
Yeah.
You're talking about me maybe retiring.
Well, yesterday I said if the Lakers lose, we'll talk about LeBron's legacy. People will bring that up. Michael Jordan, of course, never got swept. And LeBron getting his team there to the Western Conference Finals, playing well, certainly in the first half. He just wasn't a great closer. And normally LeBron is a great closer. He was not in this series. Jamal Murray played well both ends of the floor. And, you know, he made that great defensive play, grabbing the ball from LeBron. And, you know, when I watched it, I thought, oh, gosh. You know, and LeBron made it seem like, oh, he grabbed my wrist. And then you watch the replay, and the referees did a wonderful job on that. Because that's LeBron at home with the game on the line in the playoffs. And is he going to get that call? There were a couple of moments where the Joker was in foul trouble. Like, if that game had gone to overtime, Denver would have been in some trouble because Joker had five fouls. He had a couple of offensive fouls that were just mind-boggling. Like, you extend your forearm to LeBron James, and LeBron sold it, but Joker extends his forearm. You're going to get called for that every single time. But he was wonderful to watch. It's almost like he's the lifeguard on duty. He's out there at the top of the key, and he just sort of, you know, surveying the deep end of the pool. Like, what do we want to do here? What do we do? Bounce pass. Or I'm going to take a jumper. Or I'm going to drive. I'm going to kick out. It's rare to have a point center, and that's what you have with the Joker. He's a point center. I don't know if we've ever had a point center in the history of the NBA. I remember when we had point forwards. Draymond Green's a point forward. Scottie Pippen at times felt like a point forward. Now you have a point center that he can shoot, pass, certainly rebound. And if anybody was knocking his game, hopefully you got a chance to see his game. That was what I was hoping for. As a fan of the sport, you were able to watch him play. Here's his head coach, Mike Malone, talking about the greatness of the Joker.
I already know he's a great player. I think people have short-term memory. He wasn't this player his first year, his second year. I think he's shown other people nationally that he's real. What he's doing is real. The MVPs are real. The triple-doubles are real. All the narratives, the silly narratives this year, are just that, silly and somewhat ignorant. And I think Nikola has gone through three rounds now where he's averaging a triple-double in the playoffs. Have you seen any stat padding out there? I'm serious. Like enough of the silliness. Like, the guy is a great player. Give him his damn respect. Stop chopping him down at the knees, man. He's a great player, and give him the respect he deserves.
And he, a little subtle dig at Kendrick Perkins, who said, claimed that the Joker was stat padding. Why doesn't everybody do that? That's why when somebody would say, oh, you know, Dennis Rodman, all he does is rebound. Okay, is anybody else doing what he does? If I say your job is to rebound, nobody was doing what he did. And so he's padding his stats by how? Oh, another assist to a teammate just to get a triple-double. Another rebound. Yeah, I'll take that. If that's padding your stats, I'll take it. I'm fine with that. Kendrick Perkins just has a problem with the Joker. Now, it's plain and simple. Because he's the one that came out and said, you know, voters, primarily white voters, were going to vote for Joker. And then ESPN, you know, had to apologize for that. Now you say that he pads his stats. Just come out and say you don't like his game for whatever reason. But, you know, those are ignorant things to say. Yeah, Pauline.
You can make a case that Jokic doesn't shoot enough. He really seems like a pass-first guy, which is weird for a guy averages 29. But when he gets the ball, he rarely just jacks up a shot. I mean, it's always like, stop, look at the floor, who's open. If not, I could take it, because he can.
877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Celtics in the Heat coming up tonight. Reggie will be on the call with that. Jason Tatum over-under is 29.5. Jimmy Butler, 27.5. And Jaylen Brown, 23.5. Is this one of those Boston wins by 2 or loses by 22? Because that's the feeling I had with the Lakers last night. They were going to win a close game or get blown out. And to their credit, they played hard. And look, Anthony Davis is easy to pick on. He's the guy to put on the dartboard and say, that guy. Do I want him to be something that he's not? Yes, I do. Because you're still waiting for him to be an alpha, and he's not an alpha. He's great. And at times, he's incredible. But I still thought that he played a pretty good game last night. I mean, he didn't put up 40 or 30, but just playing defense, rebounding, blocking shots, it wasn't enough. Denver, like, you have to come to that realization sometimes where you're going, man, the Lakers should have won. Why? Well, because they got LeBron. Okay. He's 38. Denver is a better team. That's it. Plain and simple. They were and are a better team. Just the fact that the Lakers kept it that close, I think it's a credit to them. Because Denver is a better team. The team has been together. You got a big front line. Porter, Gordon play good defense. They hit the boards. This team loves to go. Jamal Murray was wonderful. They had a little bit of depth. I mean, they didn't have a lot of depth. But they go like 2 players deep, maybe 3 players deep. I think they played 7 players last night. So when people talk about, well, the Lakers don't have depth, Denver doesn't. At least they didn't need to. And that was a close game. When they were down 15 at halftime. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, would you like to play the how many shots per game did Nikola Jokic take? Fun game we've never played before.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Where does he rank? He's one of the best players in the NBA, one of the highest scoring players in the NBA.
All right.
How many shot attempts per game? LeBron James during this season attempted 22.2 shots per game. That's the most in the league. Luka was second. Jason Tatum was third. Damian Lillard was fourth. The usual suspects.
All right.
All over 20 shot attempts per
game. I was going to go 19 shots per game for the Joker.
Okay. That's your guess. And where would that rank? Like, where would you say he ranks? Top 10? Top
16th.
16th. Anyone else?
Marv?
Is that how many shots he takes a game?
Yeah.
Yep. And where does that rank in the league?
He takes 17 shots a game, 40th.
One more guess.
Wait, what did you guess, Dan?
I said 19 shots per game, and that's 16th in the league.
And judging on how long it's taking Paul to do this answer, I'm going to guess it's got to be lower than those things.
Yes.
Good,
right?
Good guess.
So it would be, say, Marv, you said how many?
17.
I'm going to say 14 shots a game, and it's in the 50s.
See, now I'm going to give this to you. Jokic attempts 14.8 shots per game.
Wow.
That's not in the top 50 NBA players in shot attempts. He's 54th. He takes fewer shot attempts than Jordan Poole, his teammate Jamal Murray, Fred VanVleet.
Fred VanVleet.
I mean, there's some third-tier players that have more shot attempts per game.
Dang.
Jalen Brunson takes more. Larry Markkinen takes more. Kelly Oubre Jr. takes more.
No way.
Oh, he's a chucker.
I got guns.
Yeah, he's a gunner.
Total gunner.
Yeah, that's not surprising.
Right. Kelly Oubre.
Charlotte, I think?
Yeah. This year. Kyle Kuzma attempts more shots than the Joker. Doesn't make them, but he attempts a lot.
Kuz.
This guy never shoots the ball. He passes all the time.
Yeah. All right. Reggie will join us coming up next.
Josh Giddey takes more shots than him. I know you like Josh Giddey.
I love Josh Giddey. Josh Giddey. He can get you a triple-double.
Sure.
Nice hair.
Great hair.
Good handle. Aussie. Let's take a break. Reggie will join us coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show. GetRefunds.com. Thank you for taking me up on this opportunity.
You're welcome.
GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com. Start the process. Takes you less than 8 minutes. And you could be on your way to receiving money for your business. Now, I'm getting ahead of myself here. A company called Innovation Refunds. They started GetRefunds.com. Their CEO, Howard Mackler, came up with this to help small businesses with their tax refunds. In fact, Innovation Refunds has already completed over 17,000 returns for many kinds of businesses. And a business like you're in, construction, retail, restaurants, bars, hotels. And there's probably companies that thought, maybe I could get this, maybe we qualify, but it's just too complicated. Innovation Refunds has hundreds of five-star Trustpilot and Google reviews certified with the Better Business Bureau. Get started. Find out if they're able to help you. They've helped clients claim over $5 billion in payroll tax refunds through the ERC. GetRefunds.com or download the app from the App Store. That's GetRefunds.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack
you,
one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Game 4 Eastern Conference Finals. Celtics in the Heat, 8:30 Eastern on TNT. The Heat favored by 1.5. Reggie Miller will be on the call with Kevin Harlan coming up tonight. Reg joins us on the program. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. Your takeaway from the Lakers and the Nuggets is what?
I think people all season long, especially in these postseason playoffs, have underestimated how good Denver was. We wanted to find those other shiny objects like Phoenix, like the Lakers, like Golden State. And the prettiest girl was always standing right in front of us the whole time, and that's Denver. I think Jokic proved why he was a back-to-back MVP. And I think Jamal Murray showed that his bubble performances in Orlando a couple of years ago weren't a fluke. And hopefully there are young players out there that are suffering or have had setbacks like Jamal Murray had with, you know, the ACL tear, and shows that you can come back from those type of events and still play at a very high level. Well coached. They're deeper than most teams. Again, we weren't expecting this, but they've been there all along, Theodore.
Well, maybe we weren't expecting it. I don't know if people were hoping for it. So it's almost like you have to begrudgingly say, Denver's a better team. And the Joker's the best player in the game right now, at least playing at a, you know, this kind of level there. But it's still the Lakers, and the Lakers will always get attention, win or lose. And then LeBron gave us that nugget at the end of the game where he's like, I got to think about this. I don't know about coming back. What is he saying there, Reg?
Well, first of all, I think it's unfortunate because we should be, and I know we started off talking about Denver. It takes away from their shine because that's all the talk in that series. And after game four was, LeBron may retire, which he is not. He was an assist away from a triple-double. He is owed 45 next season and 50 the following year. He's not walking away from that. But here's the talk. And I get it. The greatest player of his generation, but he's not going anywhere, people. So relax. Do they have to make roster moves? Obviously, it's the Lakers. They always do. They made a major one during All-Star weekend that got them to this place in the conference finals. But he's not going anywhere, Theodore, in my opinion.
But there's something attached to this, Reg. Right?
I think the emotions of being swept. And he came out and said, this is the best team I've faced while in a Laker uniform.
Yeah.
Okay? These are emotions coming up. It's difficult. When you are part of a Final Four situation, you are one step away. And this is a guy in LeBron James who's been to the finals, what, 10, 11 times? And he's part of the Final Four. You're one of four teams getting ready to play for the ultimate prize. And they had an unbelievable comeback in game one, but came up short, led most of the game in game two until Jamal Murray got hot. You had two chances to capture home court advantage. You lose both of them, and then Denver just put it on them in game three, and you had a chance to win game four. But again, up 15, LeBron has 30 in the first half, but they just didn't have enough. Yeah. Those are emotions surfacing, and that's when you hear, I got to think about things, and then now Twitter goes crazy. Oh, my goodness, LeBron is retiring. He's not retiring. He's just pondering. How about that? He's pondering moving forward. He's not thinking about retirement. He's just pondering his basketball career.
But if you're thinking about retiring, then retire. That's the saying.
But he's not going to retire.
Okay, but that's why I'm thinking there's more. I understand in the moment, we just got swept. People are going to attach this to my legacy that Michael never got swept. I mean, he knows what's happening here.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Michael did get swept by Boston twice.
Oh, but that was they played a five-game series, and they lost those three games.
No, he's never been swept in a best-of-seven series, but the great Larry Bird was swept in a best of seven against the Bucks.
I know, but nobody brings those things up.
Right. Magic Johnson, it happened twice in a best of seven series in the NBA Finals.
Yep.
In the NBA Finals, Magic was swept twice. So stop saying, oh my goodness, LeBron, he got swept. It happens to the greatest of great.
Okay. Do you think LeBron wants Kyrie to play for the Lakers?
Well, of course. I'm sure he does.
Do you think Kyrie will play for the Lakers next season?
I do not.
Because?
I think Mark Cuban is going to go to Kyrie with a huge suitcase and open it up, and he's going to say, where do I sign? I just think there might have been an under the table handshake between Cuban and management and Kyrie's team.
Do you think that is a smart move for the Mavericks?
Well, they got to try to do something to keep Luka happy, because Luka could be walking out the door as well in a couple of years.
But they should have done nothing before and not traded those players away. It felt like they had complimentary players for Luka.
They did.
And I thought it made them a better team because they knew their roles.
Well, certainly defensively it made them better. Case in point, why they were in the conference finals last season versus Golden State, and what they did against Phoenix and, you know, drubbing them in game seven on the road. But Kyrie is one of those players you can't take your eyes off. The problem is both of them don't play any defense. And those complimentary players, can they find some of those to surround them with?
We're talking to Reggie Miller, Hall of Famer. He'll be on the call tonight, 8:30 Eastern on TNT. Who gets the blame in Boston?
I think there's enough of it to go around. Here, I'm going to applaud Coach Mazzulla. He fell on the sword in his post-game presser. You saw that. I didn't have my team ready to play.
But what does that mean, Reg?
Exactly. And here's the thing. When I saw that, and I'm looking at that, that is not your job to get Reggie Miller ready to play. That's my job. I've got to get myself ready to play. Players need to start looking themselves in the mirror. I applaud Coach for falling on the sword, for taking the brunt of it. He's 34 years old. He's probably trying to gain some friction in that locker room, right? Trying to get these guys to, you know, buy in. I'll take the hit for this. But these dudes need to look in the mirror, Theodore. Brown, Tatum, and I love Jason Tatum. These dudes, you look at the numbers. As a team, they're shooting 29% from three. They're Jaylen Brown's 2 of 20 from three. Look in the mirror, gentlemen. Look in the mirror.
But I don't know how you disappear the way Jason Tatum does sometimes. Like, he's there and he's unbelievable. And then there are times when you go, hey, he didn't even take a shot in the fourth quarter. Like, I don't understand how his mind works.
But also, too, I'm going to give credit to Miami and Miami's defense. They are changing a lot of things. They're going from zone, boxing ones, man, they're dropping on them, they're going under. They're showing him a lot of coverage. Okay. And let's not forget, he's 25.
Yeah.
So as great as he's been up to this point, fourth in MVP voting, he's still a young player. And, yes, he can give you numbers, but at other times, you know, he goes south. But I believe that the Celtics, though, look, it can't get any worse than it was in game three, right? They can't play anything. So I feel they're going to give better effort. I just think the Heat are just on another level right now. And after witnessing what Denver did last night, they kind of want to be on same footing with them going into the NBA Finals. I think it's a better game tonight, better effort by Boston. I just think Miami is just so locked in right now.
Who does Jimmy Butler remind you of?
He kind of reminds me of that black cat a little bit. He has that attitude.
He reminds me of you.
Me?
Yes, because regular season, he'll get you 18, 19 a game. Postseason, he just kind of cranks it up a notch, has another level.
In terms of that, yes. Look, I just looked at the season in the big picture. There were certain games during the regular season, maybe 10 or so, that you get up for that are big. But in whole, you just want to be playing well, build chemistry. Numbers really didn't matter for me. But postseason, give me the ball and let's go to work. And I always try to build up my fitness towards the second half of the year. And I think the Heat culture is somewhat like that, but Jimmy is like that. Jimmy, it's all about performing when the lights in the stage is the brightest and the biggest. And to me, it's his supporting cast. These dudes would die. They would run through brick wall for him. And that's what it's love. I love seeing the supporting cast thrive off of what Jimmy Butler and how he sets them up and how they support him. It's just a great. You see that a little bit with Denver too. You know, Brown, Aaron Gordon, KCP, the way they play off of Jokic and Murray, they understand their roles. We know what we're here to do. You guys get us there. We'll do our little bit. But when it's time to win a ball game, Jokic, Murray, do it for us. Jimmy Butler, bam, do it for us.
Tyler Hero, is he available for the NBA Finals? Do you know any update yet?
I know the cast is off. He has not been shooting at all. Spoelstra said he's shooting a lot of left-hand free throws. He's still conditioning because obviously it's just the hand. If they get there, I wouldn't be surprised if he can play spot minutes. But to me, I think that would kind of mess up their chemistry. They are so locked in with this rotation now. The question tonight will be the availability of Kevin Love. He only played 5 minutes. He went out with that ankle or calf injury. Is he fine to play tonight? Can he play his normal minutes? Because they're down bodies, Hero, Oladipo. And right now they're in a good 9-man rotation. If you take Love out the rotation tonight or for some reason, there's not enough serviceable bodies for Eric Spoelstra. Caleb Martin, I mean, these undrafted players are just playing out of their minds right now. Out of their minds.
How dangerous is Miami as a city for an NBA player?
Well, I'm sure it's won a lot of games for them, right?
Did you ever suffer from
South
the Miami?
South Beach is undefeated.
Did you ever
have control?
The Miami flu? Did you ever have that, Reg?
Once I think maybe I had that, but I was injured coming to. I'll tell you when it was. It was the return of Michael Jordan. That game, I'm back in his first game back in Indiana. When we beat them, by the way. And I got hurt down the stretch of that game. But it was a back-to-back for us. And the next game was in Florida. And I said it was the injury that occurred in that Chicago game. But South Beach won.
we brought this up. Whose career would you want to have? But Marv, do you remember what it was? Andre Iguodala? And who was
Christian Laettner or Carmelo Anthony?
Oh, Carmelo Anthony or Andre Iguodala's career.
Wow.
Finals MVP, couple of titles, not an all-star, maybe a one-time all-star. Melo's got a lot of points.
Okay, now remember, Hall of Fame includes college. So Carmelo, championship at Syracuse.
Yeah.
Top 10 scorer of all time.
Yeah.
10 plus all-stars. I believe 3 or 4 gold medals.
Yeah.
I'm rolling with Carmelo Anthony.
Okay. 4 gold medals. Okay.
4 gold medals.
All right.
I'm rolling with Carmelo.
Carmelo or Christian Laettner?
Carmelo Anthony.
Okay. All right. A little bit of a pause there.
Well, Laettner won 2 at Duke, right?
Yeah. Went to 4 Final Fours.
Gold medal, the original Dream Team.
Yeah.
So that's huge. Was good in the pros. Not great, but just good, right?
He played a long time.
Is he? He's not in the Hall yet.
No.
Is he?
No.
I would think he should be in the Hall, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. He's going in for his college career.
No.
He
should go in. Don't you think he should go in the NBA Hall of Fame?
Well, no, it's the college. It's the Naismith Hall of Fame.
Certainly he's in the college Hall of Fame, but don't you think he needs to be in the Naismith Hall of Fame?
That's the only one. Yeah, yes, of course. There might be a college basketball Hall of Fame, but nobody talks about that. It's the basketball Hall of Fame.
But he's been out of the game for a while. The question is, why hasn't he been up for induction?
I don't know. I was wondering that. That you would think he's probably one of the 5 greatest college basketball players of all time.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kareem, Walton.
Yeah.
Alvin Hayes. Would you put Alvin Hayes as one of the greatest?
No.
Okay.
How about Patrick Ewing?
Yes. Patrick Ewing. Do you put MJ in there?
Well, remember when ESPN had their experts rank the college basketball player of all time last 50 years, and they voted Michael Jordan, which I was disappointed, embarrassed for some people to say that they thought Mike was – Worthy was the best player on that team at that time.
Yes, that's true. So that is true. Worthy was.
Mike
on
was,
that team.
Yeah.
On Mike, that team, did Worthy have a better career than MJ at North Carolina? Because they both left after their junior year, right? Because Worthy went to the pros after that championship versus Georgetown, right?
Yeah. I'd say it's pretty close.
It's close in terms of their who was the greater Tar Heel between Worthy. Okay, so if it's that close, then I think you would have to put Jordan as one of the top 5 to 10 greatest college players.
No.
No?
No. No.
Well, who else are you putting on there?
Well, I'd have to figure that out.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Whose college career would you rather have? Michael Jordan or Tyler Hansbrough? College career.
I don't know if Hansbrough has a title. I think he does. So I'm going to say Tyler Hansbrough's college career. Now, he was at North Carolina, I think, 7 years, so. but Hansbrough is the all-time leading scorer in ACC history.
Yeah.
And you got a title. So if I just do the college, Mike had the shot to win a title. That's big. But Keith Smart had a shot to win a title, too. Indiana.
Hansbrough does have a title at Carolina?
I think so. Marv, does Hansbrough have a title?
2009, yes.
Yeah, 2009, yeah. Okay, so who would you take?
So you're saying you're taking Hansbrough over MJ.
In college.
Man, what are you sweating your mug down there? What is in that mug?
You're still afraid of Jordan. You're still afraid.
What is in your mug?
He's not in your room. He's not going to get. He already doesn't like it. Mike doesn't like you anyway. So you know Tyler Hansbrough had a better college career than Michael Jordan.
So if that's the case, then Christian Laettner had a better college career than Michael Jordan, too.
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm not quite rolling with that.
Christian Laettner was a better college player than Michael Jordan. Free your mind. The rest will follow.
Okay.
Come on. Yeah. Don't be afraid.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait till after the show when you guys post all your clips, because that's when you get, when we get to hear from the real people.
Oh, yeah.
These comments.
Oh, I know. I know Mike's the greatest player of all time, but if I look at if I just said this career versus this career and I didn't attach any names, you would go, well, that guy's the all-time leading scorer in ACC history. He won a title. That guy, great player, second best player on his team for a little while and hit one of the biggest shots.
Mike left after his junior year, right?
Yeah.
He stayed 2 more years after the shot his freshman year, correct?
Yeah, I think so.
And Hansbrough was there 12 years. Like
he
said,
was.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
How about we give Tyler Hansbrough his flowers for a change, Reg?
I'm giving him who came up with the question? I'm giving him his flowers on the show, right?
Yeah, but you just yelled at me
in the same. I am putting him in the same breath as Michael Jordan.
You just wanted to know what I was drinking or smoking.
It's very valid. Very valid.
It's medicinal.
Okay.
It's medicinal. You get a chance to put in Al Horford, future Hall of Famer, that'll be okay. Better career. Al Horford.
Two titles at Florida.
Christian Laettner.
Christian Laettner.
Okay. Tyler Hansbrough, Al Horford.
See, now here we go. That's very close. Now that to me is very close.
Better career, Tyler Hansbrough in college or you?
Well, he has the championship.
He's got the chip.
He's got the chip.
Yeah.
But if you took away the chip, I'd take my numbers My 4 years versus his 4 years any day. If you take away the chip.
Okay, but we can't.
You can't.
We can't.
So Tyler Hansborough.
Yes, Paulie.
I have Reggie's college numbers. Junior year, 26 a game. Senior year, 23 a game.
Yeah.
And in his junior year, there was no three-point line. Is that right, Reg?
That's right. It didn't come until my senior year. So imagine if I would have had a three-point line my junior year. I would have averaged 35 a game.
You would average 27 a game. They wouldn't have they wouldn't have let you shoot that.
Abdul Rahman, better known as Walt Hazard, would have let it fly, baby.
Have fun tonight.
Thank you, Theodore Dennis. Love y'all.
Reggie Miller, be on the call. Game 4 Eastern Conference Finals, Celtics Heat. That's 8:30 Eastern on TNT. We'll close up shop. Last call for phone calls after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow. Final results of the poll question, Seton.
We got two of them up there for you, Dan.
Okay.
We have three. Who wants to see a sweep tonight most, Heat fans or the NHL? Right now you've got 61% of the vote say the Heat fans.
Okay.
LeBron's statements post-game last night were from exhaustion, negotiating, or to control the narrative. That's at 62% controlling the narrative.
Okay.
And let's see. We got the lead story today should be the Nuggets advancing or LeBron possibly retiring. Mm. 83% say the Nuggets advancing, but they are wrong.
All right. Diane in Cleveland joins us. Good morning, Diane. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Been a long time Long-time listener here, first-time caller.
Okay.
I just have one thing I'd like to have you do for me, please.
Okay, all right.
Can you please fix the hula doll?
What's wrong with her?
What's wrong with her? She's all a mess. She's out of the cup again. Her dress is all over the place.
Uh-oh.
You got to put her back in that cup like she was.
Okay.
All Other right. than that, if you don't, then I'll have to listen to you on the radio, and I won't be able to watch
okay.
your show
all
anymore.
Right. Well, I'm sorry about that, Diane. Of course, the first time you would call has to do with the hula girl, but I'll try to get some of my best people on that. But I have a California Angels. Is it Angela? Is that her name? The hula girl. It's a bobblehead, and I have it right here in a cup right off the desk. So not sure why that bothered her.
But oh, boy.
I'll be grinding with that here.
Just set off a chain reaction that's going to last possibly weeks.
Total remodel for the studio.
I know. That just ruined my day.
For some reason, the walls have to come down now.
See, the issue there, Dan, is the hula girl skirt is sticking out of said cup, thus rising and showing her stuff.
Her stuff?
Yeah.
Well, there's no stuff. She's a bobblehead.
We know now. That we know now.
Did you think she was real?
It's real to me, Dan.
Yes, it's real to me. Yeah. So I have a bobblehead. I mean, I got order here on my desk. If you've watched, you know that there's order here. At least I try to have order.
Why don't we clean it all off?
No,
and just make it
no. No way. Oh,
did you see your reaction?
No, we do not do that.
Completely empty desk.
Do not do that.
More Dan, less stuff.
No. I like to take away from me so you notice some of the other things up here. I got patches here, fire departments, police departments all across the country send in their patches. I got a Lou Holtz doll here. What?
Your reaction is just so funny.
Yeah.
It's like such panic.
It's real. Yeah, we're not doing that. We don't touch any of the things over here. The Danettes used to move things just to see if I would notice that they moved them. And that's why I have like 13 cameras in here, because I could always go, who did that? Yes, Eden.
Someone moved this basketball.
Yes, they did. Yes, Tom.
Yeah, because there was a scene in Misery where she knew he got out of bed, James Gunn, because one of the figurines moved like from southwest a little bit more
facing.
South.
Yeah. I noticed.
Someone got out of bed, Mr. Man.
Crush that role.
This day in sports history, Paulie.
1926, Hack Wilson, I don't think is his real first name, became the first player to hit a home run off the Wrigley Field scoreboard.
What a hack.
1948, Joe DiMaggio hit three consecutive home runs in a game.
Ooh.
And then married Marilyn Monroe a year later. Not actually. It was actually a year later he did that. 1962, NBA agreed to transfer the Philadelphia Warriors to San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
They became the San Francisco Warriors and later the Golden State Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
1991, Seton, the San Diego Sockers won their fourth consecutive MSL championship.
Mm. Also on this day in 2002, one of the great offensive performances in baseball history happened. A 16-3 win over the Brewers. This player went 6-for-6 with 4 home runs, 7 RBIs, 19 total bases. National League player. Should be a favorite of Todd's.
Cesar Cedeno.
Sean Green.
Oh, nice Jewish boy.
Yes, that's why it should be a favorite of yours.
He will not play on Yom Kippur.
Yeah, he did not.
Oh, nice Jewish boy.
Yeah.
I'll be fasting. I will not be batting.
What did you learn today, Todd?
Reggie Miller says LeBron James isn't really thinking about retiring. He's just pondering his basketball career. Stop.
Seton O'Connor.
One of the best things that's happened to Michael Block so far is the person giving him an omelet shook his hand.
Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the only place to collect them all, Panini Trading Cards, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show for instant classics, autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, and more. Start or continue your collection now, PaniniAmerica.net. We'll recap Game 4 tomorrow on the program. Thanks for joining us. Emails, tweets, all-around support. Fritzy, Seton, Marv, Paulie, yours truly. Have a great day, everybody.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The brilliant EQE SUV from Mercedes-Benz, available with digital light technology. So smart, even the headlamps are thinking. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQE-SUV.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.